Good morning. I'm Hannah Boisley.
I'm Andrew McGuire.
And I'm Jason Redding. You're listening to a special edition of the Bear Facts, where we are celebrating homecoming here at Bishop Gearden High School.
The student council chose Made in America as our homecoming theme for 2011, and we'll be celebrating our country all this coming week. Monday will be Patriot Day, and then Tuesday, everyone will dress to honor their favorite state. Wednesday, we'll have Class Color Day with the seniors in black, the juniors in white, the sophomores in green, and the freshmen in blue. Thursday is a traditional black and gold day, and Friday will be dress-up day to look your best.
We'll kick off homecoming week tomorrow when we'll be building floats and making hoops for the sports teams to run through. The float building sites at Capacious Brothers Pioneer Seed, Redding Gravel and Excavating, Algona Marine and Sport, and Busher Brothers. Wednesday is the big day for homecoming. We'll have the battle of classes that day, with competitions in everything from kickball to trivia to hot dog eating. Wednesday night, last year's royalty, Jake Rosemeyer and Katie Miller will be back to crown our new homecoming king and queen.
In addition to floats, skits, and games, for many years now our class competition has included a food drive, although homecoming week will be bringing in cans and boxes for the Kasuth food pantry. We know there's a lot of people struggling, and we hope our food donations will be able to help them out at least a little bit.
We'll have a special homecoming mass Friday morning with Father Randy Schoen coming back to Garrigan to celebrate. We'll have an assembly of skits that afternoon, followed by the parade down State Street. Then following the game Friday night, the Muscle Shirts will be performing at our big homecoming dance.
Homecoming is a time when we celebrate all our fall activities, and everyone will be in town next week. The cross-country team will be running at River Road Monday in the Algona Invitational. Volleyball has a match at Humboldt on Tuesday, but then they host Clear Lake Thursday night. The Golden Bear football team plays Belmont Clemmy on Friday. Even the band is at home for homecoming. They'll be marching at Algona Band Day next Saturday.
Our homecoming queen candidates for 2011 are Shelby Schindler, Kim Schultz, Abby Redding, Addison Miller, and Rachel Birdie. This year's king candidates include Austin Baskey, Grant Redding, Mitch Ram, Daniel Gellhaus, and Alex Boisley. We wish good luck to them, and we hope everyone has a great homecoming week.
We wrapped up the annual calendar drive this week. It was a great success. While sales started slow, the final few days were incredible, and we ended up setting a new record with almost 3,000 calendars sold. Every team met its goal, and every student sold at least one calendar. The top seller was senior Bethany Capacious, who set a new high for individual sales. The money from calendars goes to pay for transportation expenses, and we thank everyone who bought a Garrigan calendar this year.
Last weekend, teachers Beanie Bodie and Annette Baskey escorted a group of science students on a camp out in southwest Iowa and Nebraska. The group visited the Omaha Zoo and went hiking in the Los Hills near Council Bluffs. Then they had a camp out Sunday night. Everyone enjoyed the trip, and they learned a lot about the environment.
There will be more traveling coming up next spring, this time for the Garrigan Music Department. The band and choir are making plans for a trip to New York March 13th through the 17th. They're still finalizing the details, but both groups will be performing. They will also see a show and tour the sights of Manhattan. We'll keep you updated as the plans come together.
Our senior spotlight this week shines on Craig Kohlhaus. Craig comes to Garrigan from the West Bend area. He's probably best known for his accomplishments in football, but Craig has also been active in quiz bowl, speech, drama and music, math team, track, and intramural basketball. We're also likely to hear Craig as a regular announcer here on the Bear Facts. Craig has challenged himself with tough classes all through his high school year, and we know he'll do great in college. Good luck, Craig.
Thanks, Hannah. On our Golden Bear calendar this week, the Bears are hosting the BGHS volleyball tournament this morning. Tomorrow, homecoming week begins, with float construction starting at noon.
Monday is Patriot Day for homecoming, and that night the cross-country team runs in the Algona Invitational at River Road. Tuesday will be Favorite State Day, and the volleyball team will travel to Humboldt that night.
Wednesday, we'll be having battle of the classes. That night, there's a homecoming coronation and pep rally. Thursday is Black and Gold Day, and the volleyball team hosts Clear Lake that night.
Friday, we'll have mass at 10:40 a.m. After lunch, there's a special assembly for skits, and then at 2 p.m., there's the parade down State Street, followed by a pep rally at the courthouse. The football team plays Belmont Clemmy Friday night.
The cheerleaders will hold a clinic before the game, and we'll be honoring baseball and softball award winners that night. After the game is the annual homecoming dance. Then on Saturday, the band competes in the parade and the field competitions It'll go to Band-Aid.
That's the bare facts this week. Thanks for listening, and join us again next week when we'll update you on who won all the different homecoming events at Bishop Garrigan High School.